So we are discussing from chapter number 5, Bhagavad Gita, text number 16. You don't have something?
Oh, yes.
Okay. But you are not showing that file?
Okay.
Please chant after me.
Jnanenatu tad jnanam
yesham nashitam atmanah
tesham aditya vajnanam
prakashayati tat param
jnanenatu tad jnanam
yesham nashitam atmanah
tesham aditya vajnanam
prakashayati tat param
jnanenatu tad jnanam yesham nashitam atmanah
tesham aditya vajnanam prakashayati tat param
jnanenatu tad jnanam yesham nashitam atmanah tesham aditya vajnanam prakashayati tat param
Okay, so let's start. So we have discussed in 5.15 nadatte kasachit papam na chaiva sukritam vibhu. The Supreme Lord does not accept anyone's sin, neither does he anyone accept anyone's piety. Vibhu. Agyaninavritam jnanam tena muhiyanti jantava. The living entity being covered by ignorance, his knowledge of his self and the super self, that means Paramatma, is covered by that ignorance called avidya, and because of that, being bewildered, the living entity tends to do material activities. So now, is there any solution for it? The natural link is there any solution to cover or overcome this agyan? Is explained in the shloka. Very easy. So, chat is closed. Sorry. So, let us read the translation first. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nuisance is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. One important point before we go into that shloka, this knowledge is due to Maya. And Maya is under the control of the Lord. So it is not under our control. And we have the capacity to know. We have the innate capacity to know. Our knowledge is bewildered. We are confused, but still we are conscious. So because we are conscious, the Lord can make us know. And dead matter cannot know. And simply the clouds of Maya have to be dispelled, which are dispelled by sun. So in darkness, we can't see ourselves, we can't see the sun. When the sun rises, you can see the sun, see yourself. Very simple. Let us read this. First, read the synonyms. Jnanena. By knowledge.
By knowledge.
So.
To.
But.
But.
Tat.
Tat.
That.
That.
Agyanam.
Agyanam.
Nisance. Yesham.
Yesham.
Whose.
Nashitam.
Nashitam. Is destroyed.
Atmanaha.
Of the living entity.
Of the living
Tesham.
Entity. Tesham.
There.
Adityavat.
Like the rising sun.
Jnanam.
Knowledge.
Prakashayati.
Discloses.
Tatparam.
Krishna consciousness. Tatparam means that param. That param refers to the Supreme Lord or to the Jiva. Both. It will be discussed in the commentary. Let us look at the breakup. Yesham tu tad agyanam. But those who such ignorance, it's a spelling mistake, ignorance. In the previous shloka, it has been mentioned that ignorance only is motivating the living entity to enjoy materially in this world. Solution is yesham tu tad agyanam. But those whose ignorance, atmanah jnanena nashitam, is destroyed by knowledge of the self. Adityavad jnanam, that sun-like knowledge Tesham tat prakashayati tat param, reveals to them that supreme. Tesham unto them tat prakashayati tat param. That is revealed to them, which is the supreme. Supreme, now param refers to supreme lord or to the living entity which is transcendent to the modes of material nature. That is revealed to them. This will both be discussed in the commentary. Jnanena tu tad ajnanam yesham nashitam atparaham. That means a person whose ignorance has been destroyed by spiritual knowledge, that knowledge reveals to them their swarupa as soul, also the swarupa of the Supreme Lord. Bahut simple hai, mushkil baat nahi hai. Gita Bhushan commentary. But those with realization do not become bewildered. Now, but has a link with previous shloka. Living entity being bewildered by the modes of material nature, covered up by ignorance, thinks that it is body and works for sense gratification, which is called bewilderment. Not understanding who we are, we work for the senses, and in that way we are bewildered. But those with realization that they are not the body, they do not become bewildered. It's very easy to understand. The greatness of knowledge of Atma and Paramatma attained by the mercy of an authorized guru has been stated in verses such as Sarvam Gyan Plave Neva Vrajinam Santarishasi. We have discussed that. What is that? Api Chedasi Papebhya Sarvebhya Papakritamaha Sarvam Gyan Plave Neva Vrajinam Santarishasi. Even you have been the most sinful and has done all kind of sinful activities, still once you understand the relationship of the soul with the super soul, taking shelter of this knowledge means acting in that knowledge, you will become delivered from all kinds of sinful actions or miseries, especially because you know that misery is only happening to us because of forgetfulness to Krishna, of Krishna. So once that is relieved, then the main all problems of misery in this world is removed. Jnanagni sarva karmani bhasma sat kurute tatha yathai dhansi samiddhogni bhasma sat kurute kurute arjuna. Jnanagni sarva karmani bhasma sat kurute tatha. Just like any amount of fuel which is applied to fire, or every blazing fire is burned to ashes, similarly by the fire of knowledge of the soul with the super soul, all kind of actions are burned to ashes. And nahi jnanina sadrisham, nahi jnanina sadrisham pavitra mihi vidyate tat swayam yoga samsiddhim kalin atmani vindati. There is nothing pure as this knowledge. And nahi jnanina sadrisham pavitra mihi vidyate, in this world there is nothing more pure than this knowledge. Nahi jnanina sadrisham pavitra mihi vidyate tat swayam yoga samsiddha kalin atmani vindati. When a person is perfected in yoga, he will realize this knowledge within himself. So this shlokas you have learned before. Those who associate with saintly persons have their ignorance, which is opposed to knowledge, destroyed by that knowledge of Atma and Paramatma. Is that understood? So avidya can only be understood destroyed by doing bhakti in the association of devotees. Kari to rahe hum loge. By chanting Hare Krishna, by taking prasadam, by hearing Hare Katha, all these things are destroying our bhakti.
Avidya.
Bhakti is impediments. If you make a mistake, you can change it. They are destroying the... I just got distracted a bit by one thing, so I'll just change that thing once again. Now it is better. So, all the things which are bad for our bhakti or obstruction to our bhakti, which is basically avidya, will get destroyed by this. It's very easy. Apply karna mushkil hai. Theory is easy to understand. Their knowledge then reveals what is param. So when we act as per the instruction of the sadhus, that means execute devotional service, our heart gets purified and we get realization of ourself and realization of the Lord. Ye baat keh rahe. Their knowledge then reveal what is param. Param indicates the Supreme Lord because he is above. This is very interesting. Unequal treatment of the jivas. You understood this point? Param means the Lord is equal in treating the jivas. So he is beyond the duality of seeing somebody as friend and somebody as enemy. So very nice understanding of Param. Could you get this? See, here in this world we treat people equally? No. Somebody gives a sense gratification, he's our friend. And somebody opposes that, then he's our enemy. So the Lord has nothing to do with this kind of conception. He's equal. He's equal toward all living entities. So he's beyond this and this behavior of unequal treatment towards jivas. That's why he's called Param. Could you get it now? Okay. I'll ask you after the class. Be prepared for this. Param, what is the meaning of Param? Yes. And it indicates the jiva. The Lord is equal here means Lord is neutral. No. Yes. Both. Lord is equal means because as a person desires, he gives. And he is neutral in the sense he is not attached to what people are getting or not getting. Na adatte kasachit papam na chaiva sukritam vibhu. So both are there. Neutrality as well as equality in terms of awarding what every living entity wants. Eko bahunam yo vidhati kaman. Alone Krishna is supplying the needs of every living entity, desires of every living entity. So it indicates the jiva because he is above the material body and senses. Could you get this? Param? How Param means the living entity? Because the living entity is beyond body and senses. So Param also refers to the jiva. So Prakashati Tat Param would mean he will also realize jiva in himself, or he also realize sun. Prabhupada put it very simply. If you are in darkness, you can't see yourself, you can't see sun. So when you just go before the sun, you will see the sun and see yourself. Hey, Badbul. I think this is very easy to understand. That's why we are associating with sun in different forms. That means son of Krishna, by chanting his holy names, by taking prasadam, by seeing his deity, by hearing his katha. In some way or other, we are trying to keep ourselves in front of the sun. And that the same holy name, Bhagavad Gita, all these interactions, they destroy our ignorance. We tend to take it very cheaply, but mundane subjects, what we hear, actually increase our material ignorance. This is a fact. See, in Varanashram, people were not so much involved in material. I mean, if they were devotees. It's like Rahul Prabhu was mentioning that his father doesn't have to work that much in farm as such, is it not? Don't have to work that much. 4 months, 5 months max? Maximum 5 months. And that's the time they... We don't want to say what they are doing. Obviously, they are not engaged in spiritual cultivation. That's a different thing. But I was just before the class thinking, self-realization is very teedi kheer hai. Self-realization is not an ordinary thing as it appears to be. It takes long time. But we understand the process is very simple. You remain in touch with Krishna and then slowly, slowly, our spiritual nature will be awakened. You know that Shreya Kairav Chandrika explained that? Shreya Kairav Chandrika, we have explained this, that it increases the Chandrika, the moonlight light rays of the of auspiciousness. So just like the moon is slowly from complete darkness, it grows slowly, slowly to the full moon of Purnima. Similarly, the holy name, a chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and the whole process of bhakti gradually increases our good fortune. It not immediately we realize that who we are, but gradually we increase in our realization. So anyhow, you understood the point that we remain in contact with Krishna and our ignorance is gradually dissipated. Just as the sun on rising destroys darkness and reveals objects, knowledge of Atma and Paramatma attained through instructions of the authorized Guru. Authorized Guru means Guru in Parampara. Reveals the real Atma and Paramatma directly as they are. Don't take it cheaply. Even theoretically, people are completely confused. They have a very simple conception, wrong simple conception, that we will become God. Majority of the people. Not even theoretically, they have a proper understanding that we are supposed to become an eternal servant. We are eternal servants and we'll go back to Godhead and serve Krishna eternally. Don't take it lightly. This information is not known to people. And you can check it out. Ask anyone. I mean, obviously not anyone, but any spiritualist. They just are completely in darkness about the Siddhanta itself, what to talk of realizing it. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. Okay. The plural case yesham tesham is used here by the Lord to indicate that even in the liberated state, the jivas remain in abundance. Did you get this point? Beautiful. You know how they destroy Mayavad. The present statement and the Lord's instruction in the beginning of the Lord's teaching in chapter 2, Natve vaham jatu nasam natam neme janadipaha confirm each other. Did you get this commentary? Yesham tesham is in plural. So the knowledge is revealing to them. Them means they are, that after realization, they also are a person, is it not? They don't destroy themselves and become the Lord like that. Kuch samajh mein aaya? Puja Mataji, are you able to understand this? No? Too difficult? Yesham tesham is in plural. This argument, this logic is used several times in the Bhagavad Gita. Because Lord previously also said, Bahavo jnana tapasa puta mad bhava magata. Many people have become purified and come back to me. Not that they have become me, they have come back to me. Hai ki nahi? How amazing this commentary is. Yesham tesham, you understand? Yesham is those, tesham means those. Then in a different context. Actually, yesham means whose, and tesham means those. So in both cases, it refers to plural. So that means there are many people who are realizing it. In the self-realized state, they remain, their existence remains. So the same argument you will see in the 13th chapter. Knowing this, many rishis have become liberated. Like that. Okay. So why this is mentioned here? Natu vaham jatunasam. The Lord has quoted this before. Natve vaham jatunasam. Natvam neme janadhipa. Nacheva nabha vishyamaha sarve vayamataha param. You know what context? There was no time when you were not there, I was not there, and these kings were not there. What is? And then there will not be any time in the future when all of us will cease to exist. What does it mean? Yeah, it's not that we all merge into Brahman or we have no, we'll lose our individuality. Rather, we all remain as an individual person. This is very nice. I mean, even if you can't apply it, just to hear and meditate on this is so nice. Because at least I can speak for myself. I only feel that this life is like a bus station or like railway station. You're waiting for a train and then you jump in the train and go to another destination and then jump in the train to go to another destination. It makes our airport also. It just makes you disinterested with anything. And fact is that nobody can make you happy materially. No matter how good wife is, how good the children are, you can never become satisfied. I am not saying that you get married or don't get married. It is all your realization and whatever you want to do. But or anyone wants to do. We are not here to stop anyone. But I'm just saying, slowly, slowly, you can become a little bit disinterested or disillusioned by this thing. These things are not for long. Edhana yavana putra parijana. Ete ke athe parati tire kamal dal jal jivana talmal bhajahu hari pad niti re. Like that. But those who have forgotten Krishna must certainly be bewildered. Those who are in Krishna consciousness are not bewildered at all. Bewildered means who we are and what we're supposed to do. So even if they are so-called spiritualists, they are still bewildered because they are thinking that they will become God. They were God and somehow their Maya captured them when they were God. Quite interesting. When they were very powerful, very, very, quite strong, fully strong, then Maya captured and somehow other by their television, Maya will leave them. Maya does not leave. It's quite easy to understand. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvam Gyan Plave Neva Gyan Agni Sarva Karmani and Nahi Gyanina Sadrisham. We discussed these things. You will see Prabhupada simply following Gita Bhushan commentary. Knowledge is always highly esteemed. And what is that knowledge? Perfect knowledge is achieved when one surrenders unto Krishna, as is said in the 7th chapter, 19th verse. Bahunam Janma Namante Gyan Vanmam Prapatyate. After passing through many, many births, when one perfect knowledge surrenders unto Krishna, or when one attains Krishna consciousness, then everything is revealed to him, as everything is revealed by the sun in the daytime. beautiful points, few points to mention here. Sun cannot be aroused by our capacity, our own strength. We have to wait. We have to wait and we have to live. Not live. We have to remain alive. That I would put like this. And something to similar effect we have heard is
Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tatparah sanyite indriyah jnanam labdhva param shantim achireda digachati param.
Here param, here param. Both words. Same param. Same. Once a person for a person who is faithful to the spiritual practices, engages faithfully, tatparah, and restrains his senses from sense enjoyment, which are the natural proclivity of the senses, then he will attain knowledge. You remember this? Saddhaman labhate jnanam. We are talking about the same knowledge. So just like sun cannot be asked or forced to appear before us, similarly we have to remain faithful to the process. This is not an easy statement to digest. Not an easy statement to digest. Because spiritual realization is not cheap. It takes long time, perseverance, enthusiasm, all these things. We don't make offenses because offenses will delay the processes. So much goes into it where then we can get spiritually realized. I don't want to make it look difficult, but you know it is difficult. Not that I have making it look difficult. It is difficult. If somebody says something bad to us, we don't immediately say, I'm not a body. Okay? So the effect of modes of material nature is not easy to overcome. So what I wanted to say, if we remain committed to the process, then just like the sun rises on its own, the Lord also reveals the knowledge within the heart on its own. Beautiful point in connection with the holy name. Srila Prabhupada explains that holy name rises in the heart like the sun. This is a very beautiful and very encouraging statement, because ultimately we have to connect everything with the holy name. Harir naam eva kevalam. Very simple. So just like you may say, no sun, nothing sun, no. But slowly, as the sun emanates its first light, all the fear of, what is that? The thieves and ghosts, everything is gone away. Can you appreciate what I'm trying to say? And then you see the sun rises. Still you can't see some things clearly. But at some point, sun is fully ablaze. Well, it's always fully ablaze, but at least you can in the perception. And then you can see everything in the proper context. See, gradual transition, and at certain point of time, it is full blazing sun. It's not gradual. And it's gradual, but some point it is full. No moon, just sun. First there is twinkling, what is twilight zone. Little bit sandhya time, little bit sun is there, but at certain time, sun is complete. It's just completely illuminating. I had a very good experience of it. I was in Bali and I was in a hilltop temple. And really the temple was open air, like there was no door. So you can see the whole ocean and beautiful trees and orchards and everything you can see. I hope nobody wants to buy a ticket. No, you won't be happy. It's better to come to Vrindavan, that's much better. So, no, it's not. You don't feel happy anywhere except Vrindavan. So, Blai Yatra, Bali Yatra, not Blai. It's a nice place, people go there for sense gratification. Even in mode of goodness, they can gratify their senses. Anyways, so what I wanted to say, I had a good experience, how the sun was slowly rising from the hilltop, and then the whole vision was becoming more clear. And when Mangalarati time is completely dark, you can't see anything, nothing is there. As the sun is rising, so you can see how slowly you can see some vision is there, and it goes bigger and bigger, and then you can see the ocean and everything you can see there. So, all this doesn't make sense to us in the beginning, who we are, what is my relationship with the Lord, why Krishna should love me, and then slowly it becomes more and more revealed, how Krishna is very affectionate to individual, each one of us. Like that. The living entity is bewildered in so many ways. For instance, when he unceremoniously thinks himself God, he actually falls into the last snare of nisus. So that's what Prabhupada is referring, that we are not God. God is always God. We are servants. If a living entity is God, then how can he become bewildered by nations? You remember this point? You are God. How Maya is supposed to be under God. So when you are God, so how you got captured by Maya? Does God become bewildered by nisance? If so, then nisance or Satan is greater than God. So Maharaj gives the argument, when you are God, all powerful, then Maya captured you. Why should she leave you now when you are not God? Aapke sochne se chala jayega. Usi time, see, ek aur interesting point. When you are God, you are omniscient or not? So you are knowing this Maya is coming to capture you. That's a strong argument. You must be knowing that this Maya is coming to capture me, and you are all powerful also, omnipotent. Still Maya captured you. So now when you are not omnipotent and not omniscient, why Maya will leave you? It's all stupidity. I was yesterday curious, what is the goal of the Buddhist? So the ultimate goal is perception as well as non-perception. Now that makes quite sense, is it not? You think philosophy of Krishna consciousness is difficult. Try to understand that. Perception as well as non-perception. Kuch aaya samajh mein? Kuch nahi samajh aata. The goal itself is unclear. You will perceive also and you will not perceive also. Kitna jharmila hai. Is it not Achinta Veda Ved? This is just pure cheating. Because the living entity always is conscious. You will see in the commentaries further, the living entity can never become jada, never become unconscious. Absolutely. The consciousness can be covered, but can never be taken away from the living entity. And the matter can never become conscious. The living entity cannot become God. God cannot become living entity. The God cannot become Maya. Maya cannot become God. Maya cannot become living entity. Living entity cannot become Maya. They are all watertight compartments, very clearly mentioned. You will see the commentaries. That is called Sambandha Gyan. You must remember this. Every day you should remember, if I don't have taste for chanting, that is simply a state of consciousness. That is not my eternal situation. Just like when we have fever. Mukund Sevani, are you able to understand this? No. Even if you have material desires and all these things, it's only a state of consciousness which once we get purified, we will not think about those material objects. This is something which motivates me like anything. Any kind of dirt in the heart is only a temporary situation. None of us will remain in this material world now, for sure. One lifetime, two lifetimes, or 100 lifetimes is nothing to compare to what we have spent in this material world. Be very much encouraged by it. And keep on sincerely chanting Hare Krishna, 16 rounds minimum. More you can chant, we have no problem. But none of us are going to stay in this material world. We should be convinced about this. I'm masusi kar raha hu, kitna boring hai. I was just discussing with Ayush Prabhu. If you don't have Krishna consciousness, our life is so boring, is it not? Even if you are struggling, that's fine, is it not? But it's just so boring. There is nothing to do practically. And some people's lives, all the problems are also solved, almost. Is it not Adbhut Krishna? Materially, don't have much problem, is it not? Even in my life, I don't have material problems as much. That much, is it not? Everything is taken care, eating, sleeping, everything. Other things, defense we don't have to do, and obviously, Brahmachari Ashram means no mating. So, those things are gone away. So, now, eating, sleeping, taking care. So, boring nahi lagega aapko. There is no problem in life. So, at least, we have a problem that our mind is not able to focus on the holy name, how to preach, and that's a good problem, is it not? Kuch worthwhile problem. Are there useless problems? Kya rakhna? At least I can talk about myself. Puja Mataji, you have any problem with eating? I don't think so. Doesn't look like, is it not? So Krishna is providing for us. Now, this is a good problem, that how we can focus our mind on Krishna, how we can understand Bhagavad Gita, how can we understand Bhagavad Gita? It is really nice problem. I mean to say nice struggle. If you actually think about it, how can I understand this shloka of Bhagavatam? Oh, this is really nice when you start thinking that direction. Or Bhagavad Gita also. So let us be all engaged in understanding this. Therefore, what I wanted to say, that यानी कहाँ चलेगी बात, बात थी ओनली थिंग इज दैट दैट वी आर नॉट गॉड एंड इफ यू आर गॉड माया कुड नॉट हैव कैप्चर्ड अस. Real knowledge can be obtained from a person who is perfect in Krishna consciousness. So are you perfect? I'm talking about myself. No. Don't take for granted. Don't. I mean, absolutely this is true that I am not perfect. But we are passing the knowledge which is perfect. So in that process, we become purified and the person who is receiving that knowledge will also get purified. Therefore, one has to seek out such a bona fide spiritual master and under him learn what Krishna consciousness is. For Krishna consciousness will certainly drive away all nuisance as the sun drives away darkness. We give the example of holy name. Yes, same. Bhagavatam also is compared like sun. Purana arko dhuno ditaha. You always must be feeling, is it not? Whenever we discuss Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, we feel enlivened. I think every devotee will feel like that. We feel enlivened like that. At least for a moment we think we are not the bodies. Afterwards we can again think, but at least while we are hearing, we become purified. Even though a person may be in full knowledge that he is not his body, but is transcendental to the bodies, he still may not be able to discriminate between the soul and the super soul. Do you understand this point? There are many people, Brahmavadis, who will think that, who know that we are not the body. They will agree also that we are Atma. But then they think what? We will merge into Ram. We will merge into Bhagavan. So, Varmavi Sara game kharab. However, he can know everything well if he cares to take shelter of the perfect bona fide Krishna conscious spiritual master. One can know God and one's relationship with God only when one actually meets a representative of God. This is a very beautiful point. A spiritual aspirant's major problem is sadhana and sadhya. What is the goal and how to achieve it? If you remember, Bhagavatam starts with that question and Bhagavad Gita also starts with the same question. What is my highest benefit? Arjuna asked the same question. Same question was asked by the sages of Naimisharanya. This is a very important question because in the human form of life, we have the capacity to attain the highest goal. कुछ समझ रहे हैं बात? Unless the highest goal is ascertained and the definite means, that means sadhana, to attain that goal is ascertained, a person's all life's endeavor will be baffled. Can you understand this statement? Can you explain it? What do you understand by this statement? What did I just said?
Like until unless we have a clear picture of the goal and how do we reach that goal, our whole life is like confusing.
Loafer, perfect understanding. We just do loafer giri. We just waste our time doing so many things, thinking that this goal will make me happy. Is it not? That's what we have been doing since we did not come across Krishna consciousness. Do this, and you do study this, and after that you do this job, and then you get married, and you have. Have you become happy by any of these things? Not that you have to say yes or no to someone. You ask yourself. This is a spiritual aspirant's main or very important quality of vimarshana, reflection. Have I become happy pursuing any of those goals? आंसर यू हैव टू सिद्ध समझ रहे हैं. जिसको खुद का अपना विवेक नहीं होगा वो ब्रह्मा जी भी आके ज्ञान देंगे उसे समझ में नहीं आएगा. अ पर्सन हु हिमसेल्फ डज नॉट हैव डिस्क्रिमिनेशन इवन ब्रह्मा जी विल कम एंड गिव नॉलेज ही विल नॉट अंडरस्टैंड. सो इट इज आवर ओन रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी टू डेवलप द डिस्क्रिमिनेशन परज्यूइंग ऑल दोस थिंग्स एम आई बिकमिंग हैप्पी. आंसर इज नो बट दैट आंसर नो शुड कम फ्रॉम माई ओन हार्ट. So what I wanted to say, unless a person meets a representative of God, Krishna, he cannot even know who is God. Can you see our fortune that we know who is God? Have you ever thought about it? We take it so cheaply. We know who is God. बहुत आसान बात नहीं है. Through Bhagavad Gita, we know actually who is God, Krishna. What his abode is, what his qualities are, etc. Krishna तत् प्रभावज्ञ भीष्म देव हर्ड. इट्स नॉट एन इजी थिंग टू नो कृष्णा अनलेस वी हियर इन परंपरा. I don't know whether you have reflected, but actually it's a great fortune that we know who is God. Just search on Chrome or whatever net, who is God? And you won't get the answer that Krishna is God. I've tried several times, it never comes. Google never seems to learn proper one important question, who is God? It never says. It can maybe give you 1 million search results. Is it not? As if there are 1 million. Just search how much is there. How many research results are coming? Who is God? Maybe 1 million or something like that. But the answer is only one, not 1 million. Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. So how many research results? 2 lakh something, 66,000. But that's a good exercise we did, is it not? So now, who is God? So there are so many options, but actually the answer is only one. Krishna. They don't know about it. So that is only known to a person who meets a proper representative of God. A representative of God never claims that he is God, although he is paid all the respect ordinarily paid to God, because he has knowledge of God. One has to learn a very important point. The guru or spiritual master never consider himself as guru or a spiritual master. He only thinks that he is a servant of the Supreme Lord. Please remember this. As soon as a person thinks, I am guru, Mukundatra was mentioned, he's rascal. And it is a quotation of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakurji. The guru always, if he thinks, guru thinks that he is guru, then he's guru, like cacao. So he is never, guru never thinks that he is guru. He says, I am simply a servant of the Supreme Lord. That's the mood of a proper spiritual master. I remember my Guru Maharaj's words were there. I don't remember the whole thing that he said. One thing he said, people started calling me their spiritual master. Means he never considers as such. I even remember that we went to one Vyas Puja, and somehow or other, it was in that Cross Maidan in Bombay. It was planned there, and there was a heavy rains. So the whole program of offering of Vyas Puja was not possible. Then when the rains subsided, after that Maharaj was, the time for Maharaj to speak had come. So Maharaj was glorifying the devotees and everything. And before that he said, without the painful austerities, I'm happy that I can speak about Krishna now. You understand the point? It was very painful, for him to hear people glorify him and this and that, you are my master and you are this and that. Which he does as a matter of duty, but not, Vaishnavas don't like that. So, I always chastise one devotee, always call me, oh my honorable spiritual master, this and that. Who told you to do this? These words are reserved for Srila Prabhupada. First of all, it seems people are mocking at you, because we know we are not a spiritual master of our senses. How we can be spiritual master of anyone for that matter? Pahle apne indriyon ko to guru ban jaye. We are becoming guru ghantal. It is so difficult to become the master of our senses. Then we can become anyone, right? Like that. So what I'm just saying that, but still, anyone who has knowledge about God, but proper knowledge about Krishna, he can teach it to others. And he should teach it to others, because unless we teach, there is no chance for them. They will keep on searching and start searching in 3 lakh or 3 crore whatever search results about who is God. One has to learn the distinction between God and the living entity. Lord Shri Krishna therefore stated in the second chapter that every living being is individual, and that the Lord who is also is individual. Nate vaham jatu nasam, Prabhupada is quoting. They were all individuals in the past, they are individuals at present, and they will continue to be individuals in the future, even after liberation. At night, so it's very easy, it's understood. It means after liberation, we're not going to merge into Brahman. In small point in this regard, Srila Prabhupada says, self-realization means self-exists. Very, very subtle point. If there is no self after self-realization, who gets self-realization? Is it not? That's a simple point, a striking point. Who will realize that? Then they will say saying the same things, perception and non-perception. This is not digested. At night we see everything as one in the darkness, but in day when the sun is up, we see everything in its real identity. Identity with individuality in spiritual life is real knowledge. What is real knowledge? That I maintain my identity even and also my individuality. I know who I am, but I know who's Krishna, but I don't become Krishna. This is a very simple thing which you know. Anyhow, I'll just take up some questions. Even if they're showing, they are taking to, okay, the Twix. I also search Krishna ko gayab kar dete hain. Om likha rata. Yes, so they say, our spiritual masters transfer the glory to parampara. Then why do they think it is pain and austerity? Because they feel like it. Because they feel. Because when somebody is offering, he is offering to him. So he feels like that. Suppose Mukund Sevani Mati, you preach to somebody and say, oh my spiritual master, you are my deliverer and this and that. How will you feel? It is very unpalatable. You remember Maharaj was giving the class when Uddhav ji came to Braj. And he saw the love of Mother Yashoda and Nand Maharaj. He started glorifying them. You are so glorious. You are so magnanimous and this and that. And Nand Maharaj was completely astounded. He said, I thought that Uddhava was very intelligent. It doesn't seem to. Our son has gone away and you are saying we are glorious. Similarly, he also glorified the gopis. And the gopis did not want to hear their glorification. Prabhupada says that pure devotees don't like to hear their glorification. They want to glorify Krishna. Okay, so nothing more to say in this. I'll just stop here. I'll just take some questions. Ask you some questions. And then, yes. Okay. Hare Krishna. So, can someone explain the link of this shloka with the previous one? Okay, Mukund Sevani Mataji. She has a good mic now, it seems. Yes, Mataji. No problem. Go ahead. I can't hear you. Haribol. I can't hear you, Mataji. It seems you have not joined the audio or I don't know what. Hold on, I'll just test with some other one. Janaki Mataji, just say Hare Krishna. You don't have to answer it, just Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I can hear her. I can't hear you. No problem. We will sponsor a mic for you. Do you know the link, Mataji, Janaki Mataji, of this shloka?
With in previous shloka, it is said that Jiva, who is in ignorance, blamed the Lord that for some persons he is... That the Lord is biased. He is partial.
The living entity, the previous shloka does not say that it blames the Lord. It's not like what you're saying is not wrong, but in the previous shloka there was not a point of blaming. Was there any point of blaming?
No.
Okay, Puja Mataji. Don't worry, I'll give you easy questions also. Don't worry. Yes.
Hare Krishna. In the previous talk, it was saying that the Lord does not take the sin, any sin or any pious activity of any living entity. And in this talk, it is also saying that Lord is not is equal to every living entity. Means.
Wow. Very good. You are saying all correct things, but not what I want to hear. No, bro. I'm just saying what is the link of 5.15 with 5.16. Okay. Adwait Krishna Prabhu.
Hey Krishna Prabhu. This is a link is that this...
Rohini Mataji. Leaving the job, you're hearing Bhagavad Gita. This is criminal. No. Come on. No problem. Nice to see you. Okay. We'll give chance to Adwait, then Rohini Mataji. Yes.
So link is, it explains how to overcome the ignorance from
5.15 to 5.16. That is there, but still not full link. Okay. You want to say, Roni? I'll first give her chance, then Akinchan Krishnaprabhu is my last trump card. If nobody answers, then he will answer. Yes. Yes.
In the last shloka, the shloka said that Krishna is neither favorable nor unfavorable. It's just the ignorance of the living entity which makes them think that Krishna is partial. So how can they overcome that ignorance? So that is the answer given in this shloka, that by bhakti, the ignorance can be overcome.
Okay, I can accept the link, but actually still it is not really close to what we wanted to hear. It is not wrong. It's actually by saying this, Krishna is helping us to come out with a different link, that because the living entity is bewildered by ignorance, it is thinking that the Lord is making us do sinful activities and pious activities, which was discussed in the commentary. So I can appreciate why the devotees are saying. So Janaki Mataji also was saying the same point, which is not wrong. And that's why the living entity tends to blame the Lord. So that's not wrong what both of you have said. Perfect. And then it was the ignorance of the living entity which causes them to do pious sin. This is very good. So this angle I never thought. But if a person gets proper knowledge about the Supreme Lord, hear carefully, from the spiritual master, he'll understand the real nature of Paramatma and the real nature of the living entity. So he will understand it's not that the Lord is making me do piety and sin. I mean, this is a very good point which you have mentioned. I mean, from that angle you have to also see. Beautiful Bhagavad Gita. You see, discussions are always good. I was never thinking in the direction. Good Janaki Mataji and also Rohini Mataji. I appreciate. Because that point was there in the commentary that people do blame the Lord. So from that also you can understand. Once you understand, you will not complain to the Supreme Lord. It's a very important point told by Adi Purush Prabhu. If we can go back to Godhead provided we stop complaining. Means? Complaining samajh rahe. Paap to Krishna karwa rahe hain. Sinful. Why me? Why I am suffering? My dear devotee or whatever. You are suffering because you cooked your own soup. Okay. So now that's a very good point also. Okay. But still one point of the link can be clarified. You want to say something? Akinchan? Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhuji, here in the last verse it was said about Agyanena Vartitam. Jnanana means thus the living being is like bewildered. And then in this verse Krishna is saying that this bewilderment can be removed by the self-realization. So that was the good link.
Good, good, very good. Now what analogy the Lord is giving of the knowledge, how does the knowledge destroy ignorance, has been explained through an analogy in this shloka. Can you detect that analogy? Okay, we'll give chance to Shashikant Prabhu. Let's see. Echo. Everybody is feeling the echo? Yes?
How come?
You are feeling echo also? All throughout the lecture you felt the echo. And you are telling now. Just now, hold on.
Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol. Is it clear? Okay. Yes. So, once again. Sometimes. Okay. Who's going to answer this? Janaki Mataji, we'll give you a chance, another chance. Yes, please. Oh, Shashikant Prabhu bolna tha. Sorry. I'm sorry. I should have asked. I had asked him for earlier. Yes, Prabhuji. First, you have to unmute yourself. Don't worry. I have one more question for you. Janaki Mataji, yeah. Next question is coming to you. Anji.
Yeah. See, the analogy is the sun enlightens everything in the daytime. Similarly, the knowledge is the ignorance is destroyed by the spiritual masters who can give us the knowledge of Atma and Paramatma.
Very good. So then just like the sun destroys the darkness by being present in the atmosphere, similarly the knowledge given by the spiritual master in Parampara dissipates all ignorance regarding that. I have one more question. How did I explain this analogy of sun? I did something, I made it more clear. So if you want to ask Amal Krishna. Okay, we'll give you a chance. Yes, Prabhu. Speak it out. Amal Krishna. Bholi, Haji.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, I can hear you.
you compare it with the holy name?
No. That I want to hear later on. Hari Smriti Mataji, don't answer by chat. Either you answer. Kya kehte hain? Yudh Kshetra mein samne aaiye. Nahi to. Everybody will know. Achha, you are telling me anyhow, personally, so then nobody will know. That's fine. So you can keep on answering. Okay, Rohini Mataji, want to answer? You are already unmuted. And Mukund Sevani's mic is anyhow muted, so she cannot answer anyway. So you can speak as much as you want. I can keep you unmuted anyways. Okay, yes, Rohini Mataji, please go ahead.
Prabhuji, you gave the example of Bali, that you were having a temple, and in the morning when there is dawn, there's a little light, and then when the sun starts coming up, it slowly becomes more visible, and then there's a point when it is fully blazed.
Yes.
This is how spiritual knowledge is.
Yes. In the beginning, it will not make much sense. You will feel some enlightenment. I'm not the body. At least you will think, why I'm struggling so much for material things. And think about it. I'm just not the things which are there in the body. But as we keep on practicing bhakti, then this knowledge becomes more and more illuminated in the heart. And one point, we completely realize that we are not the body. Okay, now this is a very hard question. Those who have heard Bhagavatam can answer me. Up till now, what you have heard in Bhagavatam, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the classes in Hindi, can you remember this experience of someone experiencing this? Or you know, I'm talking about the Zoom devotees. Are kiska experience sune ho abhi tak Bhagavat mein? Janaki Mataji, Naradji. Nobody's hearing. I am prompting. Do you remember? No? What is the experience of Naradji? Can you explain? Yes, yes, yes. Even itna bata denge to bahut badi baat.
Jeevon ka param stay kya hai?
अरे अरे हिंदी नहीं, दिस इज इंग्लिश क्लास. दिस इज जीवों का परम श्रेय क्या है. अरे ये नहीं पूछ रहे हैं जीवों का परम श्रेय क्या है. Did you get my question? Janaki Mataji, you don't remember? Very good. Do you remember the breakfast you took in the morning today? Yes. Nobody remembers, anyone? Oh, okay. Now we'll pass on to live devotees. Radha Charan Prabhu.
Narad Muni.
Yeah.
Could, like, after receiving the knowledge, like after realizing the self, he could see that he doesn't, like, everything was
different. He simply saw that as if somebody is awakened from the dream. Out of ignorance only, I was identifying with my body, and I realized that both the Supreme Lord and myself, Kalpati Brahmane Pare, are transcendental to the modes of material nature and this body. I know this was a little too far out question. Itna yaad karna tha na hota hai. Ek shlok yaad kar sakte bas. You cannot remember everything. Okay, I have few more questions from the purport and especially the commentary. This is really tough. What was the meaning or import of the word yesham tesham? This is too much. I know this is too much, but let's see if you can answer this. Okay, we'll give chance to Advaita Krishna. Yes, let's see. Yesham tesham, what is the purpose of, even if you don't know Sanskrit, if you have understood the point, you can explain this. Yesham tesham. Yes.
Prabhuji, yesham means whose and tesham means those. And you are telling that it is put in a plural form here. So it means that after having the self-realization, the person is not merged in the Brahman. They maintain their individuality.
Yeah. Ye bahut bada jhagda hai. The Brahmavadi will not fight with you over that, whether we are Atma or not. Absolutely no fight. But they will also accept Lord as Ram. Lord Ram as Lord and Krishna as Lord. But jhagda ye ho jayega. What is the relationship of the living entity with God? I'm going to repeat it and you please hear with your ears open. The Lord will tell in the 15th chapter, a person who knows this, that the living entity is an eternal servant of the Lord, his endeavors for perfection cannot be baffled. Kabhi vifal nahi ho sakta. Krishna will personally help him. Because he wants to, he is having a proper goal. No matter how much we are in soup, so to speak. But if we have this understanding that I am Krishna's eternal servant, and by this sadhana, chanting Hare Krishna and Bhakti, I want to realize my Swarupa, you cannot fail. Case closed. Krishna will help you. Krita Kritascha Bharata is the word. You can search in 15th chapter, last shloka says. Krita Kritascha Bharata. Very, very powerful. But if I want to become equal to God, then even after reaching the highest stage, you know, Sapsidi 98. That's what Prabhupada says. Last layer of Maya is to think that you are God. And then you come back down. Then start serving material world like that. Okay, anything else we have not? Yes, okay. Now this was last question. What did example or what something I spoke about the holy name regarding the son? You want to say something? Amal Krishna Abhijita Bol Lebeha. Bolo Bolo. Yes. What did I say about the holy name? Mugun Sevini Mataji want to speak. But somehow other her external sense mic is not working. Okay, okay, so we'll give her a chance. Yes, Mataji, please, please. You want to speak? Yes, Mugun Sevini. I still can't hear you. Yeah, some problem. I have some problem. No problem, no problem. At least you can hear. Yes, yes. Amal Krishna.
Holy name is like sun. When we chant the holy name, it removes all the ignorance. And in due course of time, just like the sun, it is like fully blazing. The holy name will clear off all the ignorance from our heart.
Yeah, I'll finish with this. Sarup Prakashak Mantra. Just like the sun is illuminating everything, similarly the holy name is illuminating our sarup. Why we don't, one devotee has was saying that the holy name is not reciprocating. No, don't think like this. It is constantly cleansing our heart. Just Bhurijan Prabhu gives this example in Japa book. Just imagine a mirror which has 30 kilometers layers of mud. So what will you notice in 1 or 2 days of clearing? You keep on chanting clearing, then you will see that one day your heart is clean. Okay, Krishna want to say something. Yes, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, you also said ki like sun, for sun is always there, but we have to stay and we have to wait and we have to like
yes.
be alive for that. Similarly, we are taking Harinam. So Harinam slowly and steadily will like purify our heart.
Yes, this is very important. We cannot that one day we become selfless. So. Okay. Krishna Surya Sam Maya Hai Andhikar Jahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Maya Andhikar. Yes. You can keep on typing like this and I'll speak for you on your behalf. So this is good also. And that's what it means. In through the process of bhakti, remain connected to the Surya Sun. By hearing Shunvanti Gayanti Grinanta Vikshnasata Smaranti Nandanti Tavehitam Janata Eva Pashyanti Achireda Tavakam Bhava Prabhahu Paramam Padam Bhujam. You are hearing about Krishna or you are singing or you are talking to somebody about Krishna. Yes, remembering and also becoming happy, others doing that. That person, ta eva pashyanti, they only will see. It's not that they will not see. Ta eva pashyanti, achirena, they will see very soon. It's not that after a long time. Ta eva tavakam, they will only see you, not your expansions. Ta eva, sorry. Bhava pravahu paramam eva. Your lotus feet definitely stop the repetition of birth and death. And last, charanam bhujam. They will see your lotus feet. They will not simply see Brahman. Okay. So that shloka we should. Janaki Bhattaji, can you include that shloka in our. Huh? Mangalacharan in the evening. This is really nice and inspirational. Oh, who will do? Akenchan Prabhu do. Okay, somebody should do. Beautiful shloka. Life guiding shloka for us. The eva certainly will see. Because why I am saying this? When I am doing sadhana and we have difficulties, say, Mera to kuch nahi hoga. I have no hope. Yeah, we think like this. But we must continue and persevere and then one day see Krishna. Okay. Yeah, before Panchatattva mantra can be put. Yeah. Okay. Hare Krishna. So we'll meet in the evening. Thank you.